Wednesday, the 8th of October, meeting of the Cotuit Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners is called to order. Present is Commissioner Pisano. That was Conley calling from the far region of the table. Meeting is not attended by any members of the public, so we do not have any outside recording that I'm aware of. The next order of business is public comment, and in the absence of the public, we will not be having any public comment. First item on the agenda is, well, I want this open.
Review of September.
Review of September meeting minutes. I've already reviewed.
I have as well.
As have I.
And I have no changes to recommend.
Nor I.
Motion to accept.
Second.
So moved. Second.
All in favor, Pisano?
Conley.
Yes.
Minutes are accepted. Subcommittee reports.
There have been no meetings for the policy advisory or the bylaw committee.
Do we now know who are members of those committees?
I have not been made aware of the other members of those committees.
Okay. So the mysterious committees remain mysterious.
You'll have to forgive me. I have not been proactive in trying to find out, given the nuptials.
Yep. And the Kevin, the contract negotiation committee.
Contract negotiation committee met last week in executive session, and at this point, that's executive session, so that wouldn't be mentioned here.
Right.
I will tell you, though, I have been in contact with Mary Lees and looking at options for legal representation, and I continue to have those conversations and will continue to look for that. In addition, we did receive a note from Shane yesterday suggesting that they are available, giving me dates that are available. I'll forward it out to the members of the team.
Right.
And we'll figure it out from there and see what we can do from a legal representation prior to that.
Very good. We have available, in the absence of the chief, we have available the fire commissioner's October outline. There were 74 total responses, 2 fire, 45 medical, 2 hazardous condition, and 27. Here he is. The chief has arrived.
27th service, good intent, false alarm.
Right. And we will wait for him to join us to pick up on the administrative part.
Was that 1 fire or 2 fires?
2 fires.
2 fires?
I was just...
Are you doing a report?
Yeah.
We're recording here.
Pull a chair around to get because you're recording on here.
Without my thing, I
Isn't that right
No, that's from September. Look for the 10-8 fire commissioner. Look for the fire commissioner's October 2019 outline in the folder.
The printout's upstairs. Can I use your computer?
Yeah.
Is that right? My turn?
Yeah. I read the incident numbers already.
Okay.
So we are on to...
Admin. Admin. All right, so...
Apparently we are in conflict with the Prudential special meeting, which I suspect has garnered all the attention.
And we also heard that you did a wonderful job straightening up this room, so we had to come and see it.
You could have canceled, there you are.
Does it look great? I think it looks phenomenal. Not as nice as the kitchen.
The kitchen, by the way.
Yeah, they did a great job. Administration's Open Cape installation ongoing, unfortunately. Open Cape has come out to take measurements and give us a hopefully a discounted price on running our own fiber and not using the town fiber. So I'm waiting for them on a price which they haven't come through with yet.
Chief, who do we have to run that to? The library?
Library is the closest place. Although they may, thank you, they may find a closer place, but as of right now, as far as I know, it's the library is the closest place to tie into the Open Cape. So we're waiting to see, and then depending on the price, I'll bring it to you guys next month, hopefully, and we'll make a decision on whether we want to send a message to town about this or just go our own way. So, depending on the numbers. So Cape Cod Community College is in the process of starting a paramedic program. They're waiting for some grant money to come through. Hopefully that'll increase our available staff in the future, which is a big issue for right now for all Cape departments. Actually, it's an issue all across the country, but specifically for us, we're having problems. They've asked me to be an advisory committee for the paramedic program. I've also been named to a subcommittee for the Bonneville County Fire Chiefs, a staffing subcommittee, where we're going to talk about hopefully some solutions to our staffing issues on the Cape. So my thought on that is we create a intense training program through Cape Cod Community College where it's a firefighter 1-2 / paramedic training program and possibly a co-op type program where they would work on the fire departments, help maybe some of our staffing issues at the same time as they were trained and became available as our future full-time staff. So we'll see where that goes. Hopefully we'll make some positive changes there. Nothing to report for training right now. Program S report was attached. Personnel is a big one for this month. I was told that the grievance has been forwarded to you. Do you have a copy of that?
I do. I received a copy of the section grievance that we will address in executive session.
Firefighters IOD update. Nothing new for Lieutenant Mento. Still due back December or January. Lieutenant Pouliot went out this week on disability due to his cancer. He left, I think, on...
Chief, let me interrupt you. I apologize. That shouldn't be on the open. That shouldn't be included in the minutes of this meeting. That should not have been spoken on.
I think you're right. He's out on IOD, so we've got a member out on IOD.
So that should be relative to that.
Okay. And we don't anticipate this firefighter back for about at least 2 months. After that, we're unsure. So depending on treatments, they may come back 2 months or later. Open firefighter position, we had two open positions this week, Tuesday. You made the motion to hire one. He's completed, firefighter Brian Lee, firefighter paramedic Brian Lee has completed his required tests. We've got the physical paperwork, the PAT test, the drug test, and background check, COI checks, all been completed. He's going to start on November 8th.
November 8th,
yes.
Okay, that explains my question. I thought when in your memo...
I said October 8th.
You said October 8th. And
I may have, but it's...
okay.
November 8th will be the first day working for us.
Have you informed Mashpee yet?
Not that I'm aware of. I just gave him a notification that he's passed all tests and he's hired as of that date on Monday evening, and he was getting on a plane to fly to the West Coast for a week. So he's intending to meet with them as soon as he got back. I have had a conversation with the Mashpee chief and told him that we intended that we would interview him and that more than likely we'd be offering him positions. So
so their chief won't be surprised.
They won't be surprised. It's general practice to.
It's
a courtesy. So they understand. They're not upset. It's all good. So so we're looking forward to him starting. That still leaves one open position. We do have a couple applicants that we still have not interviewed. Two EMTs that don't have their paramedic and don't meet what we're looking for. And one who just got his paramedic but has zero firefighting experience. We also have reached out to, before the application closed, we reached out to the applicants that we had a year and a half ago when we hired Casey, and our second place applicant, the one we interviewed and was our second choice, I got in touch with him. He has been hired by the Off-Cape Fire Department and is finishing up training at the State Fire Academy and is very interested in talking to us. We're going to wait till the end of the month when he's completed training and have a conversation. So our hope is...
Could you back up for a second?
Yes.
Your reference, you spoke to somebody that's a new paramedic that has no firefighter experience.
That's one of the ones who we've got an application on fire for. Yeah.
So experience versus firefighter one and firefighter two. So he hasn't done one and two. Zero at all.
Zero at all, yes.
Okay, he has a bunch of the academy and has no experience. So he has
nothing.
Okay.
Zero.
Yeah, good.
Right. Which is... It's not a requirement. Right now, they're booking, I think, May. So May would be the first time we could get them into the Firefighter 1-2 program through the state. So we'd be looking at May, June. We would probably get this person trained and counting for staffing July 1st if we hired that person. So definitely a cost added to having someone that we have to send to the academy and can't count. So
what's that person doing now, do we know?
I believe they work for a private ambulance company right now.
I'm just kind of just food for thought. I mean, could we not, I would suggest we think about extending an offer effective a date in the future that puts us in position for maybe being over, I don't know, I'm kind of thinking this out loud, maybe I shouldn't be, but in other words, is there a way for we could potentially not bring that person onto the payroll, but to line them up for that point in time where we can bring them in?
Yes. Yeah, we can.
I'm always saying right. Put ourselves in an overstaffed position if we had to.
We could do that. You have the authorization to hire additional people. I don't. My only concern is funding-wise, we've been approved for funding for X number of dollars, which had been advertised as being for X number of people.
Right.
If I thought we had an applicant that that warranted taking an extra step like that, I would let you know. I don't think we have any applicants at this point in time that would be put us in a position that we would.
I can understand where you're coming from, Kevin, but it's sort of like, trading for a football player and then they immediately go on an injured reserve or something. Having the exposure in terms of the salary, but without really having the product, if you will.
Right. So that's fine. I guess as we go on, we'll just make sure we stay in contact with X amount of people.
So right. I think the intent is that you be
problem is that we have to get somebody signed up into that thing.
Yeah.
You just can't sign up a blank name. You have to say
we will not take a blank name. I have to have a person that we have to put their name on the list, right? And there's a wait period. So
if we put somebody on the list and that person doesn't, and maybe this is background information for me, it is, but if we put somebody on the list right now and come May, whatever it is, we say we're not sending them, what's that cost to us?
There's no cost. Zero cost. We can't change it into a different name. We have to start over again, but there's no cost.
Ah, okay.
They just bump you out. That's fine.
Right, so I guess, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
So I guess when we interview the end of the month, if we end up in a position where we have one opening. If we hired an additional person, we would definitely save money between now and July 1st. It would be cheaper to hire another person to help cover our open IOD slots for the rest of the year. But once they return, there would be a net cost to us, which would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 a year. So our budget would have to go up. We have to request an increase in our budget of about $100,000. So...
Thank you.
Which kind of goes into, I also on the drive put a spreadsheet showing, as of right now, our overage, what we're looking at, and we're looking at about $50,000. So, like I said,
Overtime?
What's that?
As a result of overtime for everyone?
Well, as a result of two people being uninjured on injured on duty, so one lieutenant being out, I put it 8 months, so through the end of the fiscal year. But as of right now, there's an expectation that there's a possibility of that person coming back in 12 weeks. So it could be 3 months out and not 8 months, so we could have a potential savings of almost $50,000 there. So if that person comes back in 12 weeks, or if the other lieutenant comes back in January, then we're back on track. So, I mean, I was looking at worst case. Worst case, it could be $50,000 over. Our weekly budget is $30,000 to $35,000, so as long as we get extra funds 2 weeks before the end of the year, we can meet that. So, in other words, the May town meeting, we could easily ask for a transfer of funds to get us through the rest of the year. We don't need a special district meeting. As long as things stand the way they are right now. If we have more people go out, if we have crazy storms, things could change. But as of right now, we'll continue to track this every month. But we're hoping, we're looking at worst case, but, you know, we didn't budget for two people being injured on duty for an extended period of time. And we're way over in that account. So we'll keep an eye on it, but it's not as bad as what I thought it was.
Let's keep a thought on that as we head into next year's budgeting.
Yeah. Right. Well, we did look. We looked at injured on duty, and there were years there was over 200,000. And there were, I think, the last two previous years, you know, there was zero. So we budgeted, I think, $55,000 for that account, knowing that there were years when it was over 200. So, yeah, next year, you know, given the age of our staff and our experience of this year, it'd probably be a reasonable idea to budget that account higher. Yeah. So in addition, because we've got two officers at an IOD, we only have two officers left in the department to take shifts, to be in charge of shifts. We've contacted a company to give the rest of their promotional exam, to give our fire problem and our interview, to complete our lieutenant promotional list and appoint two acting lieutenants. We've got a company there, so they come in before the end of the month. I'm still waiting a coordinating date, but we intend to have that completed before the end of the month and come up with a lieutenant's acting list. And then next month, so we can get that done by the end of the month, which should be close. Next month, we can talk about making two acting lieutenant positions.
How many candidates will finish the second half?
Three people. There was four, one of them left to go to Iana, so there's three people that have taken the first half of the exam. So there'll be three that would finish the exam. The exam has to be finished before we can make an acting position.
So the exam has to be finished before we can make an acting position. Right?
Correct.
Appoint somebody to an acting position.
Appoint somebody to acting, correct.
However, we could have do we have to vote on who becomes an acting lieutenant specific, or can we vote to give you the authority to create an acting position and to appoint those people?
I believe the chief already has the authority.
Right, so I'm trying to avoid is us having to do something at the next meeting, giving him the authority to do it now. You suggested that hopefully it's done by the next meeting so you can do it.
I'm not 100% sure if that is true. If you want to make a motion that that I make the acting position, then if I find out that violates a bylaw or something, then I will not do that and wait till next month to bring it to you. But
move that you have the authority to make these acting assignments if that's available to you ahead of our next meeting, and you will report to us at the next meeting for our oversight and agreement.
Question before you is we're talking about establishing the positions as opposed to thinking of someone who would occupy that position.
No, we're talking about actually appointing somebody an active lieutenant, an acting lieutenant position.
Right, so I think this has to be seconded, so now I'm going to second it.
Yeah.
Now we have to discussion.
Okay, so my discussion question was asked and answered, I guess, but I'll say it again. So we're not just talking about giving you the authority to create these slots of active lieutenant slots, but we're actually saying we know who those potentially might be. Is
that what we're saying?
Well, no. He already has the authority to create the slots. By the end of the month, we hope to have the three candidates who took the first part of the exam complete the second part, assuming that at least two of them pass the second part. We're giving him the authority to go ahead and name the two acting lieutenants as quickly as possible, if that occurs ahead of our next meeting.
Okay. And when it comes down to actually doing a full-time appointment of an officer, then we come back to the commissioners for that vote, correct?
I believe so, yeah, for the promotion.
Yes.
The promotion comes back to us.
That will come back to you. Right.
We'll give you acting ability.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, call the question.
Call the question. All in favor? Pizzano?
Carlos.
Unanimous? Okay. And you, on the list, you skipped over the shift change.
So I skipped over shift change. I didn't bring a copy of it down here. We moved some people around, so we're down four positions, so we equalized the shifts. So instead of shifts of three, we're down shifts of two. So each shift, as of the end of the month, will have two people on it. Because we had one shift with
two shifts with one.
We had two shifts with one person, which means there were two overtime people every single time that shift met, which is kind of a revolving door. So it gives a little more stability. It's a little less chance of holdovers. Kind of evens out the overtime a little bit. And then with the acting positions, creates a little more stability on those groups too. So there's one person that runs that group and organizes things on that day. We're hoping, like I said, we'll go one new one, Brian Lee, coming at the end of the month, and hopefully the end of the month we'll interview and have another slot filled, and we'll be down to two open slots, so we're hoping that's the case.
Right. Which reflects back on the urgency with which we voted.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
All right. Apparatus.
Apparatus, 263's back. They did a beautiful job. If you look underneath, it looks like a brand new fire truck. It took them about 2 weeks to get it done, which was
pretty fast.
It was extremely quick.
You were setting expectations like, this might be a long time.
I kind of figured they had let me believe it was going to be a while. They had jobs that completed, and they ended up putting lots of personnel on our vehicle back. Initially, we had some problems with it getting pressure out of the pump, but our mechanic came and there was a clogged line.
Did I see the other day, 263 going?
Yes. They did a great job. I think that truck will last us well into the future, at least another 5 years at the least, probably quite a bit more. It literally looks brand new underneath it right now.
So the cost was a good bargain.
It was. It turned into, it went over. The price went over. About $10,000. It needed brand new tires, which I didn't realize when I sent it out. We kind of knew that they needed new tires. That was on the list, so the guy said the tires are rotted out. Turns out the springs in it were all broken. So there were multiple broken leaf springs in the truck. So they put new leaf springs in it. Consequently, the truck's about 4 or 5 inches taller than it was before.
It still fits in up top.
It doesn't fit in up back anymore. But it fits in up top where it belongs. So it's good. It's like I said, their corrosion is worse than they thought.
But it's beautiful. What's the normal life of a engine?
We talk about 25 years. What we plan?
Okay, so we bought the new one, 263. Which one?
265 is the new one.
265. When did we buy 265?
3 years ago?
2016. Yeah. Okay. So hopefully we can get this a little bit in before we have to start thinking about the
road. I think we're going to go well in the LED. So the other truck is over 25 years old. It's a 94.
So right around 25, right?
It's just about 25 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably 5+ more years out of it. Where
you get half the distance, I think you can probably get there.
That's exactly right.
7 or 8 years, you might be able to,
squeeze that out and split the distance to bring another one in.
So we're doing good there, so.
All diesel.
And the pump issue is resolved?
Yeah, it was a clogged line going into the pressure relief valve that the mechanic figured it out. It took the mechanic quite a while to figure out what the issue was.
We went through it. I couldn't
figure it out. And they couldn't figure it out for a while.
Like, there's no way what you're explaining is happening. He came here for 2 hours. I worked with him. He goes, you're right. I think I know.
Yeah.
And I said, it was a side of finger. Would not give pressure to the home. So.
But all's good now.
All good.
Awesome.
Yep. Looking really good. That's it for apparatus. The boat's still in the water. That'll be in the water for a couple more months. It actually is the only fireboat in the south side of Barnesville right now. I and Anderson boat's been out of service for a couple months, and Connie's boat's going out for repower, so we're it on the south side for a fireboat.
Any progress on dockage?
No, nothing new. The town's still going forward with engineering drawings for an expanded town dock to it.
When would that project be expected to be?
Several years out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not happening anytime soon.
Chief, what is the, how many, do you recall how many calls the boat has gone on this year?
I don't know the number. It's probably in the range of a dozen calls.
Yeah.
The 13 things are out
there.
Yeah.
A lot more calls.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I think it's fantastic. I think you guys do a great job.
Yeah. Facilities, roof's done. We have to give them a last check. They're just going to do some finishing trim on the upstairs roof windows, which they have to do. As soon as they do that, the check's written and ready for them. Station renovations, I'm sure you've seen the kitchen. It's just about done. They're going to, I think Casey's going to finish the grout and the tile, and that'll be done, and we'll move to offices.
Is there agreement about with offices? What's this space back here is going to be? Are these going to be offices, or are you going to shift the bedrooms?
Hasn't been drawn up or agreed upon. The initial thought is to take the offices that we have, retrofit those so that we, Chris and I, both have an office. And after that's done, then to worry about what we do over here.
Retrofit the offices.
So the front office, the front entryway would become an office,
yeah,
for Chris, and then Chris's office would become mine, and we would abandon the second floor, and then after that we would look at moving some bunk rooms around and making room for the police department if they decide to come here.
With the window still open, theoretically?
With what?
If you're going to use the front, stay in the front entryway.
Yeah, the window's still there. Yep. Keep exactly the way it is. We would need building plans and building permits to do work here for new windows, so we haven't gotten that ready yet.
Cool. Okay. But the thought is that we would have be able to get two spaces here, whether they were offices or bedrooms, and open two office spaces over there.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That completes your report. And there was no public when we began the meeting, so there was no public comment, but we now have some public attending, so I will reopen public comment. No?
I just want to have one small comment, so we can now have another girl. We just came from our presidential committee meeting, and I just wanted to update you on the Freedom Hall project. A contractor will start the work this Thursday. They'll be delivering materials and containers and things like that. So it should be starting this Thursday and going on to the rest of the month.
Do they still expect to have it done by the end of the month? Okay.
We told them they have it in their contract that they have to do it before the end of the month. And also we told them that we have the November election on the 4th, and they have to be out before the 4th for preparation. So I just got a schedule from them last Friday, and that's the reason for the confusion, but I apologize for that.
No, I just appreciate the update.
Thank you, Carl.
Good. Under new business, the only item of new business I have is to...
So let me review what this new business is. Actually, I was going to take that one for a second.
We are going to end the open session of the meeting. We are now going to go into executive session. We are going to exercise both the first and second exemptions for executive session. First, to discuss reputation, character, physical condition, and mental health. rather than professional competence of an individual, or to discuss discipline or dismissal of or complaints or charges brought against an employee or a staff member. The individual to be discussed in such executive session shall be notified in writing by the public body 48 hours prior to the proposed session, provided however notification may be waived upon written agreement. The second exemption, to conduct strategy sessions in preparation for negotiations with non-union personnel, or to conduct collective bargaining sessions or contract negotiations with non-union personnel. Collective bargaining sessions include not only bargaining sessions, but include grievance hearings that are required by the collective bargaining agreement. The committee does not plan to return to open session. That should.